Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sane Man, thank you for all your years of making videos. I was listening to you back in 2015 when I was working overtime in a grocery store and building a position in Tesla stock while living in a dump. Now I'm a millionaire and may one day want to have a daughter via surrogacy, using the best gamut cells money can buy. Not my own since I got a vasectomy a long, long time ago. I want your opinion on genetic engineering and specifically how it could relate to changing the cognition of women. Can women be made to think more like men? And I don't mean feminine-minded alpha males or other types of men who have been sexually selected by women to think more like women. Can women be turned into spurgy, autistic, extreme male brain female philosophers? Can women be engineered to see the dark side of their own nature, i.e. the dark side of empathy, how their care-based sense of morality and empathy is biased, and our evolutionary mismatch that worked well in the past but doesn't work so much anymore? I think it could be possible by increasing the number of androgen receptors in the prefrontal cortex of the developing female fetus and exposing that area to testosterone. The testosterone would have to be localized in just that area so she wouldn't turn into a lesbian. Genomics might also be used to increase IQ. According to the IQ researcher Michael Woodley, of many, IQ has been decreasing in aggregate since the middle of the 18th century. Due to the knock-on effects of industrialization, like low IQ jobs, higher low IQ fertility, and more conversely, high IQ female hypergamy, high IQ women pricing themselves out of the marriage market, refusing to settle for lower IQ men, as well as high IQ male hypogamy, the inverse of hypergamy, where men marry down in terms of IQ. It should be said that women are not attracted to high IQ in men, especially since, according to many, high IQ correlates with introversion. And women are not attracted to introverted males. But high IQ does correlate with high socioeconomic status, and that is something women select upon, especially in the past, when they had fewer choices. It seems like male and female nature creates a genealogical tragedy of the commons, and the only way out is genetic technology. Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Before I get to the technological solutions, I think it's important to understand why you want to create females that are as rationally minded as men. As men, we're desperate to make women our equals because we don't want to be alone in this world. It's in our nature to make women equal to ourselves because we want someone that's a partner and that's on our side, so that we don't feel lonely in this lifetime. But it's a paradox because once women are made equal to men, they become our superior, because they have our gifts in addition to theirs, and we only have ours. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. There's a war in the West being waged by purple-haired ladies with orange man rabies. Let Dr. Be Real tell you about the feminist deal in his two-volume book series called Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. His books are full of red pill truth bombs and color images discussing the downfall of our society. The left and women are in bed together, and men aren't invited. Don't be a male feminist. Get both copies today. It's free with the Kindle app. Amazon's sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to men creating the perfect woman so he doesn't have to feel alone and has someone safe to love clown world show. Most men are seeking out a woman with the mind of a man because we want a woman to love us the way that we love them. You're right, Mr. Anonymous, that our male and female nature are tragic and the technology is the only way out of this mess. Over the last few months, I've recognized that having a woman in my life to love but not make love to would reinvigorate my passion to create and inspire me. A muse, so to speak. Abstaining from sex for 6 years has helped me be more productive, but the spark that led me to start this channel was love for a woman that I never acted on. So I experienced the exact same longing that you do. But I don't think we should mess with genetic engineering. Right now you can select all the qualities you want using surrogacy. There are autistic women out there that you can buy eggs from. Why not start with selective breeding women that have minds that are most like men? But as you pointed out, the hormones will still affect their behavior. So you want to create some sort of biological defense system to protect the rational parts of their brains and the fetus from irrational hormones, while allowing the rest of their mind and body to still get the full dose. I don't have to be a genetic engineer to understand that rewiring human biology when we don't even understand how it works yet is a scary thing. Someday when we're long dead, we might be able to do it. If I were those future generations, I would take dogs, for example, and make male dogs act more like docile female dogs, and take the female ones and make them act more like the aggressive male ones. That's where I'd start. Also, women don't need to be engineered to see the dark side of their nature. They do when they take advantage of it. You're trying to genetically hardwire a moral compass. What if the brand of morality at the time being sold to people isn't all that good? Have you ever watched Star Trek and seen the Wrath of Khan? A genetically engineered genius and has genetically modified followers that try to destroy the natural human race and replace it with their variety. Another place I'd start is with regards to boosting intelligence. Women were also more intelligent in the past because they experienced greater hardships. It's only been since the industrial age that life has been easy enough for them not to have to think about basic survival. The same goes for men. The difference between a craftsman that has to be highly skilled in many different things versus an assembly line worker that just puts bumpers on Model Ts all day is pretty obvious. One is challenged to grow, evolve, and learn, and use his mind. The other is not. So what if we could make women using genetic splicing nicer, more moral, and more intelligent? Where would that get us? Odds are humanity in general would still be just as lazy, and it's in our nature to find shortcuts for survival and resource extraction. Just look around. We figured out how to get around the natural restrictions imposed on us by nature, and life has never been easier. Making men and women smarter will just make life even easier. At this point, we don't need more reason, resources, and intelligence. What we need is self-imposed hardships. We have to choose to suffer to build up our character. Nature gave us that with Arthur Schopenhauer speaking about the will to life. We were never really meant to be happy soaking it up in a hot tub for eternity with our female soulmate. Opposites attract in nature and annoy the hell out of one another to create more well-balanced offspring. Your desire to genetically modify women is so you can eliminate your own suffering even more. Instead, what you should be seeking out is something worth suffering for. The male introvert with a high IQ probably evolved and is with us today because his reproductive strategy was all about gathering resources instead of just his physical prowess. Women found it appealing that she might sleep with a sexy man at a younger age and reproduce with him, and then reproduce with the less attractive ones to secure resources for her old age. The idea was to have it all. But how exactly do we genetically modify that instinct out of women? Where in their genome is that? Maybe instead of that, we just need to genetically modify sex or gender out of us entirely. Maybe that's what the post-humanists are really working towards. Pesky instincts that distract us from our real purpose. Also, Mr. Anonymous, I don't know where you found out that the average IQ has been falling thanks to dysgenics, but I've read that we've elevated our IQ in the last century because of our education system and because we've eliminated most parasites from our bodies that our body had to spend costly resources on to eliminate and control in our bodies. It takes more than 5 or 6 generations of industrialization to change human intelligence, probably thousands of years. Then again, maybe you're correct and we've more than offset that drop in IQ through education. I don't know. I will definitely say, though, that most people have a lot less common sense today because you used to have to think to survive. The best way to learn something is when the stakes are real and your back is up against a wall. And if you mess up, it's your own physical survival on the line. It was Nietzsche that said that he who has a why to live for can bear almost anyhow, meaning that with purpose, a man is willing to tolerate any and all hardships. Mr. Anonymous, I found it interesting that you want to have an adopted daughter through surrogacy. Maybe there's more than just the desire to make a woman that's equal to you. Maybe you're hoping that when she turns 18, she will see you as a potential mate. Maybe you understand that the only man a woman really loves is her father. So if you could do the old switcheroo at some point and tell her that you're not her biological father, then she might find you attractive and love you like a father, but in the bedroom too. I think it's this desperate drive to make a worthy counterpart that's going to eventually lead to a solution. I think I understand your obsession with creating an equal to love. But the question is, do you? Have you found something else worthy of living for besides reproduction and love? Also, with regards to genetic engineering, women are more interested in people, and males are more interested in things. Do you plan on getting rid of that characteristic too? How do you know where to draw the line? How do we pick and choose the good, virtuous qualities of women and those we consider bad? What happens if your dream came true and men did actually get the perfect woman that thought like us and then make us slowly go crazy by trying to use us as an emotional tampon? Then many men wouldn't feel the challenge of being in a relationship, and that would be the new suffering. Guys would say that things are too perfect and boring. When things have been too perfect in my life, what I would do is sabotage myself subconsciously. So you see, it's not as simple as making women perfect so you can have the perfect relationship and perfect life with them. But my experience is that perfection leads to depression. Most of us have not had a point in our lives where we've had everything we've ever wanted. Mr. Anonymous, you're wealthy and now you're restless when it comes to the opposite sex. You used to suffer living in a dump, but don't get too complacent in life. Keep challenging yourself to grow. Meddling with women's genes is just a way to say that they are nothing more than gene expression. I would spend more time trying to figure out what human motivation is and where it comes from. Maybe instead of molding women into what we want using technology, we might be able to motivate some of them into using their minds to do it instead. Maybe I'm naive, but I know there's more to this existence than the physical and biological. I think that in the end, it's most likely that we're going to be using post-human technology instead of gene splicing to change what it means to be human. That's what you're more likely to see in our lifetimes, and not genetic engineering. I just don't understand why you would want to cuck yourself with another man's sperm for that daughter. Why not get yours extracted and use it to create a child instead? Also, why not create a son instead of a daughter so you don't have to deal with female nature in your household? A daughter, she's going to talk to you forever and demand tons of attention. I think the only way to create a woman that thinks rationally is to give her a tough life where she has no choice but to adapt to what life throws her way. Women then married and lived in the idyllic 1950s and had families there and helped create a stable society were ones that suffered the horrors of the Great Depression and the Second World War and the 10-15% inflation rate of the late 1940s. So when they got into the 1950s and suddenly they had a suburban house and automated appliances and a car in the driveway, they were happy for a time, because it was finally a break from the bleak couple of decades before that. But their daughters, the baby boomers, were spoiled and didn't know the hardships they knew, and became promiscuous hippies and feminists. Either you have a hard childhood and can appreciate the good life as an adult, or you have an easy childhood and tend to fuck up as an adult. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that I suspect Mr. Anonymous wants to cuck himself so he can smash his own non-biological daughter. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Honesty, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the dream of cucking yourself by spending $10,000 to have a surrogate daughter away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.